proclamation number 6554 dated the May 25th, 1956. Jesus Forerunner. The higher development of the soul is the human being's task on earth. Yet only few are aware of it, only few question the purpose and goal of their existence. The majority only strive for prosperity, for everything that provides the body with a sense of well-being. But all people have the gift of intellect. All people would be able to question themselves about the purpose and goal of earthly life, and all people would also receive an answer, for it is the first step of ascent. However, since people think no further than their death, since they seldom believe in their soul's life after death, the question of their earthly welfare is more important to them and they consider their earthly activity and work a priority. They lack faith, for even if they had just a little faith they would not find inner peace regardless of their earthly comfort. The more the end approaches the less faith can be found amongst people. This is why unusually devout people will arise in the last days who can also carry out unusual feats and draw people's attention to themselves, for God will truly still try everything so as to help those who just require such unusual stimulation in order to become aware of the purpose of their lives. These people are beings of light who are embodied on earth for the purpose of a mission, who want to remedy people's adversity and therefore live on earth in the flesh without realizing their origin. Their strong bond with God which they, however, establish voluntarily as human beings just like all their fellow humans would be able to do, gives them extraordinary strength. For they have a loving nature and thus their belief is so alive that it expresses itself in unusual activity. By proclaiming Jesus Christ with a living faith and in practical help of body and soul in His name. On account of such people many can still come to believe, for they clearly demonstrate a strength which cannot be explained in an earthly way. People shall be helped to find faith and simultaneously shown the path to God for which, in view of the entirely incredulous human race, unusual means must be used which nevertheless will not force them to believe. More and more awakened people will prove their strength of faith the nearer it is to the end. Until a bright light begins to shine. Until someone appears who announces the imminent arrival of the Lord and prepares the way for Him again. His light will shine brightly in all directions. For His appearance will soon become known, and although He will be a source of strength and comfort to many people, the majority will nevertheless meet Him with hostility since they belong to God's adversary and on His instruction take action against everything of a divinely spiritual nature and particularly persecute those who speak in Jesus' name and proclaim the near end. Yet precisely because God's adversary will proceed with extraordinary brutality during the last battle on this earth, the extraordinary light will be sent to earth. Once again a spirit of light will embody itself on this earth as it is written. Once again he will precede the Lord and proclaim his coming, and once again he will make himself known as a voice in the wilderness. And he will know who he is yet unassumingly alive his earthly life, which will also be sealed with his death again. But all people faithful to God will draw strength from him and time and again be lifted up when the adversity of the time seems to knock them down. For he speaks on God's instructions. God himself speaks through him to people. They will also realize the important mission of Jesus Christ's forerunner and therefore fully consciously expect the Lord's arrival and won't doubt that they will be delivered from greatest distress. By the time the former appears, the time will have come which has been constantly announced by seers and prophets, for when he comes the adversary's activity, which affects the believers so extraordinarily, will be so obvious that they will also need extraordinary help. for you will let his light shine, sending its rays far and wide. People everywhere will hear about him, and the believers will know who hides behind this light, and thus they will also know which hour has struck. Yet despite hostility and ban on speaking Jesus Christ's forerunner will continue steadfastly along his course. He speaks on God's instructions and recognizes no other Lord than the one he serves. And his speeches will ignite hearts. They will strengthen the weak to muster the courage to die for their belief. However, every human life rests in God's hand. He alone knows when the hour of deliverance will strike, when his coming to earth and the removal of his own will take place. And his forerunner, too, knows his end, but even his death will still be a service to his Lord. For he will bring the work of glorification to completion. As a result of his death, God's might and glory will be revealed. For only one rules over life and death, and this one will prove himself as Lord, as victor over his adversary when the last day comes. He will give life to those who believe in him, and all who are enslaved by his adversary will fall prey to death. Amen.